Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're joined by the head coach of North Butler football, Jordan Vanderloop, as the Bearcats concluded their season in the first round of the Class A postseason last week, finishing the year at 4-5 overall. And Coach, as we begin our final Coach's Corner interview, your overall thoughts on how this season went for your team?
We were very proud of where the boys were at. You know, it didn't end how we wanted it to, but they overcame a lot of obstacles. They never gave up. They kept fighting through. And we were just happy the progression that they made and watching some of them grow and step up into leadership roles.
For your team, a very tough district that you had a chance to play in, how you feel that helped your team grow?
It was, like I said, it's one of the tougher districts. We felt like it was just a competition every week. You never knew what was going to happen. So you had to come with your A game every week. And like I said, it was going to be a fight. There was no any gimme games. You had to be ready. You had to be prepared. So it was a tough time, but we enjoyed it. You know, competition's always good.
A really good group of seniors for this year's Bearcats team. Just the leadership you saw from them throughout the year, and for some of them having to lead in different ways, dealing with injury.
You know, we had seniors about every different position, so that was nice where we had them to kind of lead and pull along the younger guys and help them with some stuff that worked with them. And like I said, some of them had to step up in different roles when they started getting hurt a little bit. They had to put on their coaching hat. And, you know, we had people watching offensive, defensive spots in certain areas on the field and everything. So they were picking up stuff like that and just giving little hints every now and then of, hey, I'd look for this or this is what I would do and so forth. So even though they weren't on the field, they were still involved in a key part of the team.
One of those seniors was your quarterback and defensive back, Brody Wangsness, got hurt about midway through the year. Just the leadership you saw from him having to lead from the sideline there in the second half of the year.
You know, he was always in Wade's ear helping him out, you know, saying, hey, this is what I'd be looking for, or this or that. And he'd come talk to me, too, about coverages or what he saw that he thought would be open. So he was able to do that. Same thing, Jax was a skilled receiver and runner that we had, and he got banged up for a little while. And he did the same thing. He was taking some of the receivers and running backs and trying to give them tips and saying, this is what I would do, and this is where I see you, or this is, you know, going to be open if you do this. So having those guys and some other ones just really step up and really show the younger kids that, you know, it takes everybody, and it's not just the people on the field that make the plays and help create a good culture and environment, but it's a whole group as a team.
Some of your other leaders here this year, a really impressive season running the football for Tucker Pakey, over 600 yards and 8 touchdowns, and he'll be coming back leading this rushing core. What you hope to see from him here this off-season to build on that?
We hope that they're all involved in other sports. We try to preach that. Get in and get involved in everything else. But just coming back, Tucker's a hard-nosed kid. He's a hard worker. He's going to get in the weight room. He's going to do what he has to get better and get faster and stronger. I know his numbers don't look real impressive of it, but he also split carries with two other running backs. So it was easy to divvy the ball up and kind of use him as a decoy at times. But when he got the ball, you never knew what he was going to be able to do with it. He's just one of those kids that can take a short play and turn it into a long play very easily.
And being able to build that kind of running depth here this year, some really good carries as well for Peyton Knoll and Evan McCormick. They'll be both back next year as well. The growth you saw from them.
Yeah, just, you know, the excitement that they had and the understanding of the game and when they needed to bounce the ball outside or when they had to wait just a second longer for the hole to open up. So just their development that they were able to see throughout the year and progress was amazing to see.
More with the head coach of North Butler football, Jordan Vanderloop, right after this on the Coach's Corner. And welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're once again joined by the head coach of North Butler football, Jordan Vanderloop, as we recap this season for the Bearcats and look ahead to the offseason as North Butler wraps up the 2025 season at 4-5 overall. And Coach, for your team defensively, one of your leaders here this year was Peyton Knoll, 67 tackles for him. What you saw from him and the rest of the defense that you can build on for future seasons?
Just seeing how Peyton, he was able to see the field so much better the second part of the season. He just kind of let his instincts take over and I really turned into just one of the leaders and key players on our defense to know where to plug the hole and when to come up and everything. And defensively, you know, we're losing some key guys, but we got some younger guys that have stepped up and got some playing time and show that they're, you know, chomping at the bit and eager to get in there and show what they can do as well.
Based on what you saw here this season from your team, what needs to happen during the off season and what that program kind of looks like to continue the development as you have a lot of multi-sport athletes that'll be busy throughout the rest of this school year?
Yeah, we want them and encourage them to be in all kinds of activities, be as much as they can. This off season for football, we need to make sure we're getting back in the weight room, getting stronger, doing some speed and agility stuff so we can get agile and quicker, and just becoming an overall athlete and you going through athletic lifts and drills and everything just to complete the whole package.
It takes multiple people to run a football team. The support you felt here this year from your fellow assistant coaches?
They're amazing. They've always got my back. We're always able to bounce ideas off each other. They do great things. You know, if something happens and one of us isn't here, someone else will step up and take over. And we're, like I said, we're able to suggest things to each other. We work well as a team. So it's just, I just really appreciate having them on my side and helping me out because they do so much for not only me, but the boys and the program as well.
What you would say you learned about yourself as a head coach from this year that you look to continue to grow in throughout this offseason?
Just to be a lifelong learner of it. You know, getting some new ideas, picking up some new tendencies and things like that, just reflecting on what I called, what I did on offense and overall for the team, and what I need to make adjustments at and do a little bit differently here for next year.
Final thoughts, Coach, as North Butler football made a return to the postseason here this year. And has some great younger pieces that got valuable varsity experience that will be returning for next year's team.
Like I said, we're sad to see the seniors go. We appreciate everything that they've done the past couple of years for us. They've been just amazing to be around on and off the field. They are great young men. We wish them the best of luck, and we're excited for the younger ones to step up, show what they can do, you know, show off what their skills, what they can bring to the table for the team, and just ready to go. And we want to thank everyone for coming out and supporting us, cheering us on and everything. So we really appreciate all the backing we have in the community and the school district.
Well, Coach, thanks for taking time all season long to update us on this North Butler football team every Saturday here on the Coach's Corner. And best of luck to you and the Bearcats as you enter this offseason, building to be even stronger next year.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Once again, a big thanks to the head coach of North Butler football, Jordan Vanderloop, for joining us here on the Coach's Corner. More is next.